July 4, 1912. In the divine will, the soul must die to everything, like in a tomb, closed by love, in order to rise again to a divine life. By thinking about herself, the soul escapes from the divine life. This morning, after communion, I was saying to my always adorable Jesus, to what a state I reduced myself. It seems that everything runs away from me, suffering, virtues, everything. And Jesus, my daughter, what's this? Do you want to waste time? Do you want to get out of your nothingness? Stay in your place, in your nothingness, so that the All may keep its place in you. But know that you must die completely in my will, to the suffering, to the virtues, to everything. My will must be the tomb of the soul. Just as nature is consumed in the tomb to the extent of disappearing completely, and by that consummation it will rise again to a new and more beautiful life, in the same way the soul, buried in my will as if inside a tomb, will die to the suffering, to her virtues, to her spiritual goods, and will rise again in everything to divine life. Ah, my daughter, it seems that you want to imitate the mundane, who tend to what is temporal, and ends, while they don't consider what is eternal. My beloved, why don't you want to learn to live only in my volition? Why don't you want to live the life of heaven while still being on earth? My will is love, the one that never dies. Therefore my will must be your sepulcher, and love is the lid which is to lock you and seal you in, giving you no more hope of getting out. Then, every thought that regards oneself, even about virtues, is always gain for oneself and runs away from the divine life. While if the soul thinks only about me and what regards me, she takes the divine life in herself and, taking the divine life, she escapes the human life, taking all possible goods. Have we understood each other?